This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Peltas. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for global solidarity with Africa as an essential part of ending the coronavirus pandemic. He says international action is needed to help strengthen its healthcare systems and food supply and to avoid a financial crisis. Guterres said Wednesday he commends African countries and the African Union for acting quickly to enforce quarantines and border closures and to rely on regional cooperation to try to stop the spread of the virus. The largest numbers of confirmed cases in Africa are in South Africa, Egypt, Algeria, Morocco, and Nigeria. Taiwan's president Tsai Ing-wen said Wednesday her government wants dialogue with China but cannot accept its proposal for one country, two systems. In a speech after being sworn in for her second and final term in office, Tsai said relations between Taiwan and China had reached an historical turning point. She said both sides have a duty to find a way to coexist over the long term and prevent the intensification of antagonism and differences. China has stepped up its military drills near Taiwan since Tsai's re-election in January. Wall Street's main indexes surged Wednesday and the Nasdaq hit a three-month high. Investors cling to hope of a recovery from a coronavirus-fueled slump. The three U.S. indexes have rallied more than 30% from March lows. Gains have been capped this month as traders digest mixed headlines on a possible coronavirus vaccine. European markets were sluggish at midday, while most Asian markets ended their trading sessions higher. This is VOA News. More than 5 million people, 5 million eligible voters, rather, in the East African nation of Burundi are heading to the polls Wednesday. They will choose a successor to longtime President Pierre Nkurunziza. Nkurunziza is stepping down after 15 years in office, the last five marked by violent upheaval after his disputed bid for a third term forced over 300,000 Burundians to flee the impoverished country. A UN investigation determined that hundreds of people killed during the unrest were targeted by government forces, a charge Burundi has denied. Seven candidates are running for the chance to succeed him. No international election monitors are in Burundi to oversee the vote after the government said any foreigners would face a 14-day quarantine. Egypt has announced worshippers must stay home for the Eid al-Fitr holiday that marks the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The government also says masks must be worn in public starting on May 30th. A mandatory mask order goes into effect Thursday in Spain for those over the age of six. The order applies to kids and adults who are in a public place where it is not possible to social distance. Officials in the Chinese province of Jilin are trying to contain a new cluster of COVID-19 cases, including four new infections reported Wednesday. Another country trying to contain an uptick, Venezuela. The South American country is seeing more cases along its border with Brazil and Colombia. Authorities said there were 131 new cases over the course of 24 hours and linked the increase to migrants returning home. Reuters reports two new studies in monkeys offer some of the first scientific evidence that surviving COVID-19 might result in immunity from reinfection. That's a positive sign that vaccines under development may be a success, according to U.S. researchers on Wednesday. There has been scant evidence that antibodies produced by the virus are protective. In one of the new studies, researchers infected nine monkeys. They did not get sick with COVID-19 for a second time after being exposed again. Cyclone Amphon slammed into coastal India and Bangladesh. The storm brought high winds and rain, while more than 2 million people were moved to shelters as it moved inland. Amphon slowed as it reached cooler waters near the coast, but forecasters in India say with wind speeds of up to 170 kilometers per hour, the storm could cause extensive damage. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.